Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Duluth artist Karen McTavish is changing the face of quilting in Duluth, both a traditional and modern machine quilter, author, instructor, and artist. Last year, she opened McTavish Quilting Studio in Duluth and has been creating community through art since June of last year. Her studio is open from 9 to 5 this Saturday for a celebration, Fun for All, it's National Quilting Day. Karen McTavish.
I'm a quilting instructor, an author, and artist. I have 7 books that I've written on quilting, machine quilting specifically. And I have a local publisher called Onward Bound Books. I opened a studio right next to the Snooty Fox in the UMD area last summer. And we have what they're called long arm quilting machines. And we teach people how to quilt their own quilts. And we teach people how to piece their own quilts if they've never quilted before. And we open our studio every Thursday night to the community, and we offer open sewing from 5 to 9.
Your studio is really a community, and you've created some studio quilts to be donated to local nonprofits.
This year we're doing Wildwoods Rehab because we all agreed at the studio that it was something we wanted to support. Starfire, he actually came up with the whole project, and we picked a pattern. And it's all little woodsy animals. And now Scott's going to quilt that on Saturday, March 19th. Everyone can come in to the studio and watch him quilt that. And that's going to be the raffle quilt that will be raffled in May.
So Saturday, it was really a community event.
Right. What we're offering is sewing stations, and people can come in and quilt, bring their kids, learn how to press that foot pedal, and learn how to piece a block. You use an iron to press a block, and Wildwoods Rehab will be here too, and they're going to show some videos, and it's going to be pretty cool and fun, free events so people can, you know, walk in and not feel dumb.
You know, talk about quilting.
When it comes to quilting, it's a little bit different in terms of the art genre. You sort of have to have a skill at sewing on a domestic sewing machine, and then you also have to have another skill, and that's the quilting. Quilting is such an art form in itself. It's a machine that we have here that is just like the pencil. The machine moves just like a pencil would. You have this sewing machine on wheels, and it's moving on this 12-foot frame. So anything that you can doodle, you can quilt, anything. So the quilting part of it, you have to sort of master that a little, or at least get over the fear. And then the other stage of a quilt is the edge or the binding, and then that usually is the part that is put on by hand and machine. It all has this amazing promise of joy. And some things you have to create because you have no other choice but to create it. And we have artists that just come in and use the design wall, and they have a love for fabric, and it's just this intense passion, which we can see from Scott Lunt as a quilter who's just become obsessed. Just like music, we have genres. There's punk, there's metal, there's country, there's folk art, there's blues, there's, you know, quilting has the same thing. In quilting, we have modern quilting, we have traditional quilting, we have Amish style quilting, we have Welsh, we have European, and then we get into subgenres, just like post-progressive metal, post-progressive sludge. Now we get into 30s. Fabrics, and then we can get into, say, batiks, contemporary fabrics, like art pictorial stuff. There's so many different types of quilting genres, just like music. You sort of have to know what you're into, and that's the fabric you're drawn to. And then you create a quilt, and then the quilting reflects the genre, too. 20 years ago, hand quilting was the only way to go. I was told by my quilting community that machine quilting wasn't okay. And now it's like hand quilting is never, ever seen. You know, the bottom line is you have this thing you're making. You're making it. And then you're going to put it on top of your loved one. And that's going to protect them and keep them warm. And you think of them in every single stitch. It's really cathartic.
That's Karen McTavish of McTavish Quilting Studio in Duluth. Check out KUMD.org for links to Saturday's event and more information about the studio. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Ian Ducharme. Music by Willie Murphy. Listen again at KUMD.org under programs. Have an idea for a guest? Drop me a note at jensen@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.